Well, where were you in 1964 when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan?
I was in my living room watching them on the Ed Sullivan Show, and my dad called me in and said, Rick, look at these guys. You know, so I was listening to them, and at that time, I remember having a transistor radio and walking around the playground, listening to the song, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Just love that song, and all of a sudden, I see these guys playing, and they do that song, and I said, this is the band that does that song. You know, kind of fell in love with the Beatles at that point at 11 years old and started taking guitar lessons a couple of weeks later and started combing my hair down.
I was in the den, too. I remember turning to look at my dad when they were on, and he just kept shaking his head.
Yeah. My dad, too. He said, what's with that hair? That time, I think I probably had a butch haircut, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
it was mandatory.
Yeah, I think it was. But you're going to get a regular haircut. That's what he used to say. But I tell you, that was exciting. And just the energy that the Beatles had at that time in history,
no kidding,
was just something that everybody was getting into.
Tell me about starting the band. And even more interesting, tell me about keeping the band together, because it's been a while.
Well, I started the band in 1976, and we played our very first job down in the Milwaukee area February of 1977. So it's been 35 years for us now. And
wow.
I guess it's just the quality of the music, the catalog of music I get to pick from, it just really never goes out of style. And we just enjoy playing it. We used to at one time do about 240 dates a year, and we do about 40 or 50 right now, and we're real comfortable with that.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, other than proving to be a hit machine for several years where, you know, nothing the Beatles did failed to soar to the top of the charts, we've seen other bands come and go, as indeed the Beatles have now, at least physically. Why do you think they had so much staying power? And is it that staying power that keeps the Britons going?
Exactly, and that's what it is. It's the music is so good, the quality of the songs are so fun. I mean, everybody recognizes those songs from 8 to 80. They just, the young kids are listening to them because their parents, the older people listen to them because they grew up with it. They're playing songs from Love Me Do to Sgt. Pepper to Revolution. There's something for everybody with the Beatles, and that's kind of what our show is about. We'll do early and late and middle era, both movies, Help and Hard Day's Night. So we're kind of playing music that if somebody likes the real early Please Please Me, All My Lovin', you know, we've got those songs for them. And some of the people that like Abbey Road and the songs like Something or Why My Guitar Gently Weeps, we have those songs for those people.
Do you have to take time out to take a shot here?
No, I do not. The course is almost empty. We're playing right now. I think on the seventh course, this is the first time I think I've ever done an interview from the golf course. And this is awesome. We've got great weather out here. I got my family with me. We're just having a great old time. And what better place to even talk about the Beatles?
No kidding. Have you been playing well up to the seventh hole?
Some pretty good holes. This one isn't doing real good for me. So this is a perfect time to take a break.
Good.
And we're so fortunate to have John Paul, George, and Ringo put this music together for us, thanking them, so I can bring that music to people today where they might have never got a chance to really see what the Beatles were like live. Well, they can do that with us.
I think your success bottom line revolves around a couple choices you made. First of all, picking the Beatles as your topic. That's obvious. But then picking the generation that follows such things and really doesn't let them go.
Everybody that comes up to me loves them, of course. They just love what we're doing. And we get more people that bring their young kids out because they want to probably show their kids, this is the music I grew up with. This is what I really like. And that's what I said, with the catalog of music we get to pick from, it's just a win situation for everybody. And, of course, we stick really very authentic with the guitars, the amplifiers, the same exact drum set. We have all our suits custom made. There's a guy that lives in the Maryland who actually has a couple of the original Beatles suits, and he copies them thread for thread, and we wear those.
Wow. How do you keep your gear up? I mean, you know, Vox stuff, they still make all that stuff?
Well, they do. We have some of the old original 1960s amplifiers and guitars, and then there's reissued amps now that they remake them. So authentically, exactly like what they were. Components may be a little bit different, but the looks and the sounds are still very, very, very close. And we use the new and the old.
The Super Beatle.
Right, exactly. We've got a number of those. We've got the AC-30s, the AC-15s, the AC-100s. You know, there's just a number of different ones that they used, and we bring those on stage with us.
So you go through all the transitions throughout your show that the Beatles went through?
Yes. Yes, we do. We'll start off with From Me to You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, I Saw Her Standing There, and then we'll go from a Help and, you know, maybe some of the Rubber Soul albums like Girl, and some of those tunes in that era, and then we'll go over to Revolution, Revolver, Hey Jude, Let It Be, some of the Abbey Road tunes. So we try to carry throughout the Beatles' career. We don't go on after the Beatles broke up into individuals' solos, but we kind of stay with the Beatles themselves.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool. Rick Bertone is our guest. He's on a golf course, folks. He's a member and a founder of the Britons, and they are a Beatles, what do you want to call it, tribute band?
Yes.
Okay. They're appearing at the Heide Center for the Arts. That's in Chippewa Falls, and it's tomorrow evening at 7:30. The Beatles, of course, Rick, their music just doesn't get old. How about you guys? You must have found a fountain of youth.
I think that keeps us young, actually, Al. You know, after 10 years, I would have thought, wow, that would have been a long time. But, you know, I don't think there's really any way to predict how long you want to do this for. As long as the people continue to come and see the band and they like it and we're able to give it justice, we'll continue to play.
But I keep hearing about, you know, bands always have, they always have personnel problems.
We get along very well. And it is kind of hard to find four musicians that would agree to do what we do. You have to love the music. You have to want to play it like the Beatles. You can't play it your own way. You've got to play it the way they played it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the guys that are enjoy doing it. We all love the Beatles to start with. You have to have that. You can't overplay the Beatles, and that's all dedicated to the quality of what they did. We enjoy that. I mean, we get a kick out of somebody saying, boy, that sounded just like the record, and that's just from sitting with the records over and over again. Of course, today, if you get better quality recordings than we used to have to originally figure things out. So we're always going back, listening to something, maybe figuring out, maybe, well, that's, that chord sounds like it was in the fifth position.
Yeah.
So we're able to work with that a little bit and really fine-tune the littlest detail.
Okay. Were you guys all musicians in other bands before this Beatles thing came up in 76?
Yeah. At one time, you know, we were all in different music and playing a different kind of music. When I used to be in a band, we traveled through the South and just doing top 40, and my heart really wasn't there. And I might be doing something by, who knows, Stevie Wonder or whatever music was popular at the time. It always came out Paul McCartney. So I figured, you know, listen, I want to do what I really love to do, and I think this would go over. At that time, there really wasn't much for tribute bands way back then. I felt at the time people would listen to all night long because there's such a variety and the music is good enough and they had enough hits that it would go over. I had a lot of Elvis tributes at that time, and that was going over well. I figured the Beatles would too, and it actually it has.
I noticed you had at least one coming up, sort of a Beatles convention-type celebration. Do you do a lot of those?
We do. There's a couple radio stations, one here out of Milwaukee. They put on a Beatle Bash every year, and it just goes over very, very well. They've kept enlarging the venue that we play at. You know, they usually bring in about 1,200 people, so it turns out really, really well.
You're on the seventh hole. What is it? Par what?
It's a par four, and I think I'm already on my fifth shot. So, and I'm still not on the green, so just not having a real good hole. I ended up in the woods here. Everybody's looking at me and laughing. You know, and I birdied a hole a while back. You could have called me on that one.
We just got that in, so congratulations on the birdie, man.
So thank you.
Okay, thanks for talking to us.
All right, Al. Thank you very much.